Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because the bloodbath is far from over and there is so much to cover in this video. First things first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, and I will cover them in a bit. Now, retail, first thing. First things first, you had the largest number of stores close in 2025. We just got all the numbers back. 8,234 stores closed last year, and they are on pace, and they anticipate that there could be that many stores that close in the first half of 2026. Now, think about this. What are the reasons for that, Dan? Well, when you read the story below, it is great because it talks about just every aspect of running a commercial retail store, even a restaurant. The problem that you have is that there's so much has to do with the economy, the environment, everything around it. We just saw last week the largest shopping mall in San Francisco go down, and it kind of went out without any fanfare because they don't want to talk about it. But the anchor stores, the day of the anchor stores are dead. You're not going to sit there because you have JCPenney's or Sears or Macy's or any of Nordstrom's for that matter. Didn't help it in Santa Ana, California at Main Place. They bailed on it. So this is not working, but 8,234 stores is insane. And the problem with it is these stores are not profitable now. Home Depot just announced that they are laying off 600 people at their corporate facility in Georgia for the simple fact that it's all corporate jobs. All corporate jobs, they are demanding that all these people come and work inside the office. The woman that cuts my hair, again, I talk to everybody about everything and every aspect of it, of their lives. Her husband is a trial attorney that only does litigation for employees. Number one thing right now, I don't want to go back to work full time in the office. Okay? Home Depot's requiring everybody come in the office 5 days a week. Can you believe that we're still having this argument? It's staycation time for these people that want to sit home and not work. It is. And it's a joke, but all these retailers are going out of business. People don't have the extra money right now for certain things. They have to worry about protecting their retirement. They have to worry about making sure that they are safe and secure. Nothing is cheap right now. Nothing. The things that are doing good right now are the retailers like Chili's and like Taco Bell, of all places, that have these discount menus, because inevitably you're going to go there and someone's going to buy the cheap $7 Lux box, but somebody else is going to go, nah, forget that. I want two burritos and I want the extra large slushy and all that stuff. Perfect example was yesterday. My kids and I went to lunch. My son's in town. And we went and got pho. And my daughter likes this place because they have these lunch specials where they throw all this stuff in and drinks. And my son's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Now, he didn't want the extra stuff. He just wanted the pho and some water, and that was it. So he refused to get the discounted lunch special. They love that stuff. They absolutely love it. Okay? Point is that you're seeing this happen more and more with retailers that are going out of business. They can't keep customers. People are trying to get a deal, even on the expensive stuff. But there's so many things more to talk about this. First things first, Subway, one of the largest Subway operators in the United States, just filed for bankruptcy. 43 locations are closing, are in jeopardy right now. The employees are in jeopardy of not getting paid. That is terrible. And again, You got all these different states that are affected by this. And, cash advance lenders improperly interfered with its revenue. I am telling you this right now. I've done this before when I had a business. You can go and you can take a cash advance against your credit card. It's great. They take a percentage of your sales. The only problem is that if they see any hiccup or anything, yeah, we haven't sold anything in 8 days. It's been raining or whatever. They don't care. They'll start going into your account and legally access. Hey, you can't do that. Yeah, look at line 46 of page 18 that you signed. Yes, we can. That's what happened to Subway. And once again, with rising food costs, rising labor costs, they couldn't make it. And God, it's terrible. I mean, all these different states that are affected. You've got Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, terrible. Now, Subway still has, you know, 19,500 stores. Their peak was 22,147. So they've dropped 3,000 locations, guys. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. The Fat Brands gets dropped from NASDAQ. You know, I talked about Twin Peaks, Johnny Rockets, Fat Burgers. Well, they filed bankruptcy and they're on getting kicked off of NASDAQ. But the problem with this is that the management, which is a bunch of clowns, clearly, and they haven't given a good explanation on how they're going to survive. Okay, goodbye. Bye, you guys are going to be done. So they're dropping them from NASDAQ, which will be the kiss of death. Yeah, what's up there? That's fun. They build a lot of parks next to these private communities. This is in Irvine, California. This is a walkway that's like 3 miles long. And you can just go on and on and on. But if you look, it's just packed. So, you know, Torchy's Tacos will close a handful of locations. Torchy's Tacos. I'm telling you guys, marketing 101, ask me what you should name your taco place. Name it Chewy's. Name it Tito's. Name it some Guadalajara, you know, Sinaloa place that I cannot pronounce. And it's going to scream authentic. Torchy's. Torchy sounds like a bar, you know, from the 60s. Past Torchy's Tacos. Destined for failure. Now, here's the one thing that is funny. Wahlburgers, you know, Mark Wahlberg's brothers and him own Wahlburgers. Pretty good hamburgers. I've eaten there. Okay? But what they're going to do, they're going to expand. Really, how are they going to expand? They're going to open up a facility in front of Home Depot's, okay, and Bass Pro Shops. Now, I am telling you guys, if you ever are, it's like going to a light Bucky's. If you ever get a chance to go to a Bass Pro Shop, it is an experience. The one they have here in Irvine, California is a tiny one, so it's Bass Pro Shop Light, I call it, because you don't get the full experience. But, you know, if you go there, it's really amazing. But again, is this going to motivate you? Wow, we can go to a Bass Pro Shop and get Wahlburgers at the same time. Honey, let's go look at carpet samples at Home Depot and some paint chips, and we'll get a burger. No, who's going to do that? Who's going to do that? There's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. You know, one thing that is out there that is affecting each and every one of us are data brokers. What a data broker is someone that collects our personal information and then sells it. They collect your name, your address, your email, your phone number, where you work, your home's value, pictures of your home, everything about us. There is an amazing service called Delete Me. And what Delete Me does is it eliminates these data brokers and your name and your information from there. There's so many things that they get rid of, and I love this service. I've had it for a year and a half now, and it has done such great things for me in eliminating my personal information off the internet. I'm very private. Use this QR code or use the link below and save 20% off the regular price, but this service is absolutely amazing. It works well, and I mean it. This is just something that I completely value, and you've got to try it today. You don't want your personal information out there. You need to get rid of it. Use Delete Me today. Save the 20% like so many of you have and sign it today. Use the link below. Audio, audio, audio. You're going to see more and more places close. And you're going to see more and more people have to look for a job. Dow Chemical, arguably one of the largest chemical companies in the entire industry, has 36,400 employees. They are laying off 4,500 people right now for AI automation because they can mix the chemicals, they can make the chemicals without doing what? Showing up. without having to punch a clock, without having to deal with anything. I have a buddy of mine who works in security for a hospital group, and the stories that he has told me just over the last week of things that have happened with employees, shenanigans, even his job, it is crazy. But you know what AI does? It eliminates all of this. It gets rid of every single personality. A friend of mine sent me a video he created through AI for his business, and it is nothing short of stellar. It is perfect. Now, there's not one error. Watch it twice, sent it to my brother, said, you know, let me know if you see any flaws in this. No, but Dow Chemical was going to get rid of 4,500 people. Bye. See you later. Okay. Again, bloodbath, guys. Bloodbath. You know, one thing I talked about was the employee litigator. And one thing that's happening in different states and with the federal government is people are being discouraged from being able to sue right now. You know, hey, you were on probation, and we realized that we're not going to hire 36 people, we're only going to hire 12. They just can't fire people now in certain jurisdictions in certain states. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it amazing how busy this place is behind me? Just nuts. Everybody with their dogs and walking and the e-bikes and all that stuff. So there's going to be litigation for this. Guys, if you ever think you get mistreated on a job, contact somebody. Go ask these people because they'll talk to you for free. But don't look at some yellow page dude. Look at somebody that's a litigator. Look at some big company. Look at somebody who got a big judgment. Search what you think you're suing for and look for big lawyers and talk to them because they will do it for free. Do that. Do that. You know, something I cannot relate to at all in the insanity of my son leaving in a couple days is going back to 13 degree weather. Oh, Dad, I think it's down to 8 right about now. You know, my car is still snowed in. My roommate told me, okay, bye. The hell, man. What the hell? So, kids have been out of school for 8 days in certain states. 8 days. How do you make that up? How do you make up 8 days? Oh, just chop your summer and take 8 days. I mean, it's terrible. But I know they can't go to school. I'm not trying to say that they should be. But you think that in jurisdictions that had problems with snow and things like that, it wouldn't be that you get to go sit there and go play in the snow, that you would, you know, be online in Zoom school. They just did this 5 years ago. You can't do it today? Oh my God, what a wonderful idea, Dan. You know, we'll talk to the teachers union and have them vote on it in 2027 and let you know what they think. Yeah, exactly. Trump launches a $12 billion strategic stockpile to counter China for rare earth stockpile for different things that we need to build, you know, EV cars, silver, everything like that. Isn't that wild? I mean, I'm thinking, we don't have that already? I mean, you know, some of the things, I mean, that's wild that we just don't have that. Who knew? Who knew? That's a shock to me, an absolute shock to me. So they're going to do that. And of course, it's controversial because it's got Trump. I'm telling you, this guy could go out and he could do anything. He could say, listen, Thursday's free McDonald's day. And you'd have a problem with it because it's not Burger King. You would bitch about that. So it's funny because that's just how it is. Oh, few things. This is near and dear to my heart. My late girlfriend was a law professor that taught people to pass the bar exam. I want you to think about this. In the state of Florida, thank you, Dr. Marvin, for sending me this one. You do not have to go to an accredited law school. We joked in her class. Now, understand this. She taught people, and you had people taking the test for the first time, and then you had people that were repeat takers. Some people took it 10 times, okay? And either they should never have been a lawyer or they just didn't know how to study for the test because it was so stressful. That not being said, don't you want your lawyer to go to an accredited law school, a valid law school, a real law school? Of course, Dan. Well, now they passed a law that as of the end of 2026, it's like September, or you don't have to go to an accredited law school. Lisa was approached by investors while she was alive to have her own law school because it was legal to do this. And there was a guy who ran a law school in San Diego out of his house. And for $5,500, you could go to law school and you could see, he would give you a diploma and you could say that you went to this guy's law school. Now, the beauty of this was that he had people that passed the bar exam. Of the 4,000 people that have taken the bar exam in the state of Florida, there's been less than 10 that have gone to an unaccredited law school. So now they're just going to open the floodgates and you're going to have Dick's Law School, Danny's Law School. You know what I mean? Law School of American Citizens of the Northwest. You know what I mean? You're going to have some crazy names that are going to come up. And the point is that you need to have accreditation with this stuff. Few things. Don't forget we have the private channel. I'm through the tree, so it's all shady over here. Don't forget that we have the private channel for I Allegedly Live, which is all the uncensored stuff. I love doing that content, and it is absolutely crazy how busy that is right now. So check it out today. You sign up at iallegedly.tv, and I love doing that. It's that simple, okay? It's the stuff you can't talk about other places. I think this guy's about to eat it, so we're just going to pay point here. Does that sound bad? With his brakes on his rollerblades. Anyways, two things that I get frustrated with. You sign up for a loyalty program, and if you hit this stage, you're going to get free X, Y, and Z. That sounds like a wounded cat. You're doing amazing. So, you sign up for a loyalty program, and all of a sudden they change the terms on it. Okay? Well, the latest one to do this was Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts changed their program. So one man lost 260,000 points, or what they said was the equivalent of 100 cups of coffee, because they changed it. There was a company called CBTL, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, that I used to drink daily. Sometimes 2 and 3 times a day I would go to these places because I would buy their coffee pots for my coffee maker. And I would drink coffee there. And they had the greatest loyalty program based on you spending $40 to get a free drink of your choice. It was insane. Well, one day they changed it. I'm platinum. Yeah, not anymore. You're not. It's done. Wait, where are my points? Yeah, you got to start over. Start over. Yeah, management made some changes. And then I just, oh man, you guys are going to get some heat for this. And then the next time I went, you're the guy that said we'd get heat. And I thought she was mad at me. She goes, man, it's been terrible. Everybody's been ripping on us. Yeah, I bet. So Dunkin' is the next one to like ruin the relationship with their clients. Final story. And Michelle sent me this one. And there is a urine study that they will let you urinate, and they will test your urine for $75 in Poughkeepsie. So if you live in the Poughkeepsie area, sign up for that. I'll leave the link below. It'll be the last story. You can sit there and you can join the urine sample for $75. Now, what they're doing is they're taking data and getting health information. They're going to ask you a few questions, which is nonsense. They're going to ask you health questions. That's going to be very invasive. I don't care what they say on an ad in a magazine or a newspaper. But this was great. And Michelle was right. Damn, this is right up your alley. I think you'd like this. Yeah, I do like this. It's funny, but you guys are wondering. You know, honey, we don't live that far from Poughkeepsie, and you know, I'll hold the cup for you, you hold the cup for me. You know what I mean? It'll be fun, okay? Make a day out of it. Anyways, yeah, I make this stuff up as I go. Anyways, make good choices. Join the urine test. You know, God, that would be a great title. Anyways, onward and upward, guys. It's good. We're going to have an amazing month. The bloodbath has not ended. Here's the thing that you have to know about your business and your life and your personal finances. If you know that things are a challenge, then you can gauge it. Then you can get ready for it. You cannot waste money. You cannot spend money. You cannot just go, oh yeah, I'm going to make more money next week. It's all good. Because sometimes it doesn't happen. People make mistakes and people cancel contracts or people do shenanigans against you, and you need to be ready for that so you can live through this. Okay? Make good choices. I'll see you soon. Okay, hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. Okay, I'll see you soon.